Dental care becomes a challenge in Haines, and Skagway residents get a chance to ask questions about the new health care law. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell, in for Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more, up next.
Most dental professions recommend adults and children get a dental exam and cleaning at least once a year, if not twice. But living in Haines, that's not an easy guideline to follow. That's because currently there is no resident dentist in town. The town's only private practice dentist, Dr. Patrick Smalley, passed away in September. And the only dental clinic at the Search Clinic hasn't had a full-time dentist on staff in almost 2 years. That's not for lack of trying, according to clinic director Marcia Scott.
Been advertising for about, 18 months or 2 years for a full-time dentist.
Scott said the waitlist for dental services at Search is a few months long. The clinic tries to accept emergency cases as soon as possible, although Scott says some patients may be abusing that practice and calling for an emergency appointment when they could wait.
Unfortunately, we're practically running an urgent care dental clinic here. If people do have dental emergencies, they do get priority. And, from what I understand, talking to the dental staff, there are people who do abuse that system. And they may, say they have pain or swelling and they may get an appointment. But then, when they see the dentist, they may say, I just wanted to get in sooner rather than later, which kind of spoils it for everyone. And then it also takes the emergency slots, too, for someone who really needs an emergency.
The Search Clinic in Juneau has constantly sent in rotating dentists, including specialists, to help with the backlog. But Scott suggests for those with the resources to seek dental care elsewhere, they should, which is something Scott herself has done.
Yeah, and that may not be an option for everyone, but, I guess if you... if they can do that, then and they don't want to wait, that the reality of it is that may have to happen.
The Search Dental Clinic was never really meant to serve the entire community or serve as the only dental provider in Haines and Cluckwan. When first started, it was expected the clinic would primarily see Native health beneficiaries and those needing care on a sliding scale.
When we established dental services, there was always a private dentist in town. So I don't think it was ever... imagine that it would serve the whole community, even with one full-time dentist. So now it's, become especially challenging.
Search is continuing to advertise for a dentist at the Haines Clinic on its website. Have questions about the new affordable health care law? You're not the only one. But there is some help for Skagway residents with questions. Local insurance agent Deb Ackerman and Lynn Cannell Counseling clinical social worker John Hersher are hosting an information session and community presentation about the law. Ackerman said there's a lot of confusion about it, especially how it affects Alaskans who must use the federal marketplace to purchase insurance plans, once the government website gets back up and working, that is. Ackerman said she and Hersher have reliable but basic information on the law and can usually answer general questions about it for Skagway residents. But they also know of other resources and how to get answer for residents with more specific questions.
It's an informational thing, kind of a hand-holding and letting them know that there are resources in town that they can ask questions of. And if we don't necessarily know the answer, we at least have better access to find the answer than most people do.
Since Alaska's Governor Sean Parnell decided not to establish a state exchange for the new law, Alaskans who fall into the category of those that must purchase plans to avoid penalties must use the federal marketplace website. That site has been plagued by problems, and adding to the confusion is that some people with health care insurance have been notified their policies are being canceled because they don't fulfill the requirements of the new law. President Obama announced last week he wants to somehow fix that for current policyholders. Ackerman says she's had several Skagway residents visit her office with questions about what to do about canceled policies, and unfortunately, there are no clear answers yet on how that will work.
Everything is like you took a bunch of papers and threw them up in the air and they're just floating there for now.
The presentation takes place November 20th at 6 p.m. in Skagway Assembly Chambers. And you might want to get there early, Ackerman says the chamber holds about 50 people, although she's predicting it might be standing room only. Alaska has become a nationwide leader in healthy births. As part of a Coast Alaska's ongoing series on healthcare in Southeast, which we're featuring this week, KRBD's Sean Carlson explored how Ketchikan Medical Center plays a part in that trend.
If you go right through that front door there that you came through to the front door across the way, elevator's right to the left.
Right.
Go up to the third floor and it's all the way down.
This is the Landing Hotel in Ketchikan. It's flooded with charter fishermen and other tourists this time of year, which makes it one of the town's busier places to stay.
Hey, Kelly.
Hi, yes.
I'm Sean. It's nice to meet you.
Right now, the Landing is hosting a different sort of visitor, and her story is part of a medical trend that has made Alaska the best in the nation in an unlikely area.
My name is Kelly Taylor. I am 24 years old, and I am 37 weeks pregnant today.
Kelly is due to give birth in about 3 weeks. Her previous pregnancy was complicated, so her doctors are taking a few extra precautions. But other than that, she seems pretty normal, with a healthy sense of humor about the sights she's seen in Ketchikan so far.
We've walked around the mall a couple times, the greatest mall in Alaska. There's a Walmart here.
That's what everybody said.
But there is something unconventional about Kelly's situation. She's from Klawak on Prince of Wales Island. That's about 70 miles from Ketchikan. The medical center in Ketchikan is the closest facility equipped to deliver babies. And as a policy, the women's clinic in the city requires pregnant women from rural communities to travel to Ketchikan at least 2 weeks before their due date. So women like Kelly get on a ferry or float plane while very pregnant to the city, and then they wait and wait.
Yeah, I'm definitely bored out of my mind for sure.
But despite Kelly's boredom, her situation represents a radical transformation from what Alaska prenatal care was like 30 years ago. That change, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, is responsible for a dramatic turnaround. Alaska used to have the worst infant and neonatal mortality rates in the nation. Now it has the best. If Alaska was its own country, it would tie Switzerland and give Scandinavia a run for its money. Representatives from Alaska medical advocacy groups say the state's rise to the top is due in large part to advances in how care is provided in often remote locations. Dr. Matt Hirschfeld has been on the front lines of that change at the Native Medical Center in Anchorage.
Beginning in the early 80s, late 70s, people in Alaska realized that there had to be a better way to deliver care to women so that they had a more healthy baby when the baby was born. And so there became a concerted effort between the Alaska Tribal Health System, Providence Hospital, the state of Alaska, to develop a system such that women had healthier babies when they were born.
Medical centers in the state use a mix of midwives and OBGYN doctors to deliver that care. If the woman, such as Kelly, is in a remote town or village, midwives are flown or ferried in every month to conduct regular checkups. Then the medical center requires the woman to travel 2 to 4 weeks before their due date and wait for delivery. Marta Poor has worked as a midwife with the Ketchikan Medical Center for nearly 3 decades and has seen this medical transformation firsthand. In her own words, medical care in some villages back then was akin to that in third world countries.
Because I know one woman, preterm twin pregnancy, I can still remember, they're trying to prepare for a medevac, and she's got her husband out there cutting down trees so they can clear a spot big enough for the helicopter to come in.
Like everything in Southeast, aspects of the system that have developed are uniquely, well, Alaskan. Representatives from the Ketchikan Medical Center say that more than half of those who come from out of town are Alaska Native. At least 75% of the women are on Medicaid. That's good for the patients, as the coverage pays for both their transportation to Ketchikan and much of the cost of their stay. Even so, coming to Ketchikan can be costly. Kelly Taylor's fiancé, who works at a grocery store in Klawak, couldn't afford to take the time off to stay with her. And Kelly, who works in the same store, is obviously also not working while she's in Ketchikan.
It's really expensive to be over here for a month. I'm not working. I had to take time off work to be over here because that's what the doctors recommended me to do. You know, if it were up to me, I'd be at home right now and I'd fly over if my water broke or something.
Kelly's mother is spending the full 3 weeks with her, though, at a cost of at least $200. And although Medicaid covers some food costs, the voucher can only be used in the Landing's restaurant. The boredom and cost can be so great for the women, the midwife Marta Poor says a unique phenomenon develops.
There's a lot of pressure to induce. And especially you got two or three kids on the other island that you got you know, somebody in the family watching. But you want those kids. You're here all by yourself. Your husband needs to work as far as logging or timber or whatever, or fishing, whatever he's doing. Then you may find a woman here all by herself, and she is depressed. I mean, and then her husband comes in for the weekend, and you want that baby now.
Of course, the doctors and midwives can't ethically do much to help the women deliver early, beyond recommending spicy foods or walking. Kelly's mother, who has delivered 3 babies this way in Ketchikan, understands her daughter's situation. And now that the younger woman is going through it, they both agree.
And if you pretty much talk to anybody that's been through it, it's the worst part about being pregnant. It's coming over to Ketchikan to wait.
Yeah.
Kelly says that if given the option, she'd choose to give birth at home, even though it would be higher risk. Dr. Matt Hirschfeld says he is happy with how prenatal care in the state has progressed, but he admits there is still room for improvement, especially in that almost purgatorial wait period for the women before they give birth.
Oh, there's always room. I mean, the goal is to get this rate to a zero. We have these moms who are, you know, like I said, here in Anchorage or in Bethel or in Ketchikan, who are here for weeks before they deliver, and we really don't do enough with that time. We have a captive audience. We can really have some major effects on their pregnancy if we had a concerted effort towards education.
And he says there may be some lessons for the rest of the United States in Alaska's transformation. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Sean Carlson.
For KHNS News, I'm Tara Bicknell, in for Margaret Friedenauer. Special thanks to Sean Carlson for help with this report. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.